Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 68.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered today by Representative Warren. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Warren.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Lord God Almighty, we call upon you this morning to ask your blessing upon all those in your service, here and at home. Grant us guidance and encouragement in all that we do this day, that the results of our efforts here and at home be pleasing to you. Father, we give you thanks for the many blessings you have already bestowed upon us, and hope that our hearts and minds find favor with you. We dedicate this day to you, Lord, with all hope it brings you satisfaction. In fear and trembling, we bow before you, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Wake, Representative John, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for May 26 has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative John moves that the journal for May 26 be approved as written. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal stands approved as written. Introduction of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Rules, Calumet, Operations of the House. House Joint Resolution 970, a joint resolution providing for the confirmation of Larry D. Hall to the Board of Review.
House Joint Resolution 970 will be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Notices and announcements. The House will stand at ease briefly. The gentleman from Wake, Representative John, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Friday, May 28th at 9 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
The gentleman from Wake, Representative John, has moved that the House do now adjourn, seconded by Representative Warren, to reconvene Friday, May 28th at 9 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. All those in favor will say aye. All opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The roll of clerk report the following bill duly ratified presentation to the governor. House Bill 395, an act exempting ambulatory surgical centers from the requirement to submit demographic and clinical data, extended to certain providers and entities a deadline for mandatory participation in the statewide health information exchange network, known as the NC Health Connect, and instituting reforms for protest patients.
Chapter bills will be noted.
Motion to the chair, Senate Bill 255, 2021, AOC Legislative Changes Agency Bill. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary 2 and recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary 1. The rules referral remains.